I'm Will Griffin, and this is live in Studio C at Classical 91.1 in Nashville Public Radio. Very happy to welcome two more young artists who are from Nashville, and developing as instrumentalists. Nolan Harville is here, along with his sister Chloe Harville. And Nolan plays guitar. He's 16 years old, and Chloe's, I guess, a senior in high school or something like that. She plays the violin, and the pianist Maeve Brophy is here as well. She's a staff accompanist at Vanderbilt. She'll be performing with Chloe Harville later on. But Nolan and Chloe Harville are sometimes a guitar and violin duo, so they're going to be playing something in that format as well. So we'll get started with Café 1930 from Histoire du Tango by Astor Piazzolla. Nolan and Chloe Harville. Thank you. That's music of Astor Piazzolla, Cafe 1930, from a work, a larger work entitled Histoire du Tango, or the History of the Tango. Live in Studio C, we heard guitarist Nolan Harville and violinist Chloe Harville. They're here today to display their developing talents, beautiful playing from both these young people, both still in high school, amazingly. Nolan is going to play the next piece solo. It's the Garotin from the Homenaje a Tarriga by Joaquin Turina, homage to Tarriga, music of the Spanish composer Joaquin Turina. That was Garotin from the Homage to Tarriga by Joaquin Turina. Nolan Harville playing it live in Studio C. A beautifully developing young guitarist. Nolan is only 16 years old, and his sister Chloe is going to play next. She's still in high school as well, a senior, I think. We didn't really hear any. Well, we'll have you guys talk a little bit later on. Chloe is going to play music of Erich Wolfgang Korngold. It's the opening movement of the Concerto in D Major, the Violin Concerto in D Major, Opus 35. And at the piano is Maeve Brophy. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's music of Erich Wolfgang Korngold, the opening movement of the Violin Concerto in D Major, Opus 35, played live in Studio C by violinist Chloe Harville and pianist Maeve Brophy. Chloe is still in high school. That's an amazing thing. Thank you, Maeve. Maeve has to leave, so we're going to say goodbye
You're
to her.
Welcome.
I'm going to have these young artists say a little bit about themselves at this point, since I clearly can't speak anymore. We'll start with Chloe. How about you? What's your interest? What's your passion? How did you come to this amazing violin playing?
Well, I'm 18 years old, a senior in high school. I'm homeschooled. Nola and I are both Myra Jackson Blair scholars at the Vanderbilt School of Music, the Blair School of Music, in their pre-college program. So we take all of our courses and classes there, and we've been very blessed with amazing professors there that have been able to nurture our talents.
Well, that's great. I mean, you have such a singerly line. It's lovely playing.
Thank you.
Nolan, how about you? What's your aspirations? You're only 16 years old. That's really amazing playing.
I'm a sophomore in high school, 16 years old. I go to Ravenwood High School, also in the Myra Jackson Blair Honor Scholar Program with Chloe. And I would love to be a concert classical guitarist, among other things I'm looking into, but at the moment it's at the top of my list, and I just love it, and I love playing with my sister, and thank you for having us.
Well, absolutely. Sounds like you're both well on your way. And you're going to wind up your set today with some Christmas melodies, or a medley of Christmas tunes, I should say, arranged by yourselves. What are we going to hear?
What Child Is This and O Come Emmanuel. Chloe Harville, violin, and Nolan Harville on guitar. Beautiful playing by two fine young artists. We wish you the best on your development and your future path. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for playing for us live in Studio C. I'm Will Griffin. Up next week, Roger Wiesmeyer is back with his Mozart program. Roger Wiesmeyer, of course, a oboist and pianist, and he brings in a Mozart program every year in January. So he'll be back next week live in Studio C. Our thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission and the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee for supporting Live in Studio C and Nashville Public Radio.